So Rabbeinu, today's daf is that Kufchav Tes, and we basically were holding on this incredible cliffhanger where Rabbi Asi had not gone into the Beis Hamikdash, and he meets Rabbi Zera, and he tells Rabbi Zera, "I got a real problem. Maybe you guys handle this in the Beis Hamikdash." What's my big problem? If you cut a kezayis mi'evim and achai, and you were fishev on it before you cut it, says in the Brisa that it's tame. Why is it tame? Because the shah that you cut it and you had in mind that it should be perklin, it was makabel tumah from the aver from which it was parched. And I'm bothered, he says, how is it makabel tumah from the aver from which it was parched if while it was connected, when you were cutting it, it was beta starim? Beta starim is not matame, not makabel tumah. So Rabbi Zera said to him, you should know, I also was very disturbed by this, and I asked Rabbi Abba bar Mamo in the Beis HaMedrash, okay, and here we're up to the second line, after Didikashuli, I also had this problem, Vashiyute Rabbi Abba bar Mamo, I asked Rabbi Abba bar Mamo what, how to explain it, Rabbi Amarli, and he told me, Hamani Rabbi Meir, this is clearly going according to Rabbi Meir, the Omar who said before, in the case where we had, if you recall, an Uber had stuck his hand out of the womb, which turned that hand into Boser Basoder Treifa, and then you went ahead and checked with the mother, and then you cut off the aver that had been sticking out. So Rabbi Meir said over there that the rest of the Uber is Tameh because of Magan Avelon. Since it touched the Aver that was Yosei, and that has a bit of Aver Menachai, so that Aver now was Matami, the rest of the Uber. Apparently Rabbi Meir holds that when something is cut off, it's Makabel Tumah, even though it's Beit HaStarim. So that's what he answered me, that must be, it's going according to Rabbi Meir over here also. He says that when you cut off the basar that was the kezayis that you cut off from the aver menachai, that would be the equivalent of cutting the uber off of the aver that was yotzei mimenu, that had been sticking out at the time of shechita.
Somebody bothered me a couple of doctors ago. We had a case of moyach. Since you mentioned anyway, it's too much space to start. How come moyach when it was closed was not considered too much space to start?
What do you mean? The case of Kulis, you mean?
That's not what a shamer does. Even though the must hidden inside the bone, it's not considered Beis HaStarim.
No. Beis HaStarim means that the contact is with something that is suspect. Well, the other contact is with the shamer. The shamer is wide open. It's where the maga is. Anyway, so Reb Zera says, that's what Reb Abba bar Mamo answered me. Aye, says Rabazi, don't give me that stuff again. He tried that on me also. That's all you have today to tell me. You tried that test on me so many times. I can't believe it. I'm getting it again. And I explained to him that doesn't help. The army, like I told him, don't you think that there's a difference? Shani Leva Rabbi Meir, Bein Tuma the Boy Yaksher, Bein Tuma the Low Boy Yaksher? Don't you think that there's a tremendous difference between the two cases? The case in Beim HaMikdash, where the Uber had stuck out its hand over there. So then we did the Shechita, and at that point we made the meat of the Uber kosher. It was Hukshar with the Shechita of the Ein, correct? So now when I have a Maga with the Aver that I'm cutting off, kosher it is. So now I have a maga with the aver that's not kosher, and it's matami mishum aver menachai. What's the din? That it's going to be matami because the uber is already hukshar as erchlin. But over here, that's not the case. Over here, where was their hekshar? I cut now the piece of buster off from this aver, and it says over here that it's tame. How did it become tame? Where was the hekshar? From my rabbi, that's the question. That's the problem. I understand. So So maybe it's talking about that it wasn't a hechsher. I mean, I thought the issue over here was too much better story. Now you're making this crazy with hechsher, not hechsher. It's a whole different issue. Well, my question, I mean, who's to say that it wasn't mukshar over here just to avoid the complications? I mean, all we're trying to say is that there's a chiddush legabe maga in cutting off something in too much business story. I mean, you're driving us crazy with some other issue.
So how was it
mukshar? Water fell on it. Maskamina, how was mukshar? Yeah. Or Rabba Bar of Khan says to Rabba, what do you mean? You don't even need hechsher. Why? Lomali hechsher. Hare mitami tu macha muraga vaviv. I thought that the deal is, we said before, that we learned out from Zroyim, just like Zroyim ain't so fun with tamei tu macha murag, of course ain't so fun with tamei tu macha murag. But if something is ultimately going to be mitami tu macha murag, so we have the case by Nivla Seif Tzahor. Where if it would be eaten, it would be metame to mechamura. See, if you have makshevas eichlin on it, it doesn't require hechsher. Because it itself is shayach to mechamura. Kol shekein over here, with a piece of bosa that you're cutting off, was already part of an eiver that was metame to mechamura. So of course you don't need hechsher on it. Something that's metame to mechamura, when you turn it now into bosa, and remove the to mechamura, is as far away from Zroyim as you could possibly get, correct? The mocker of the limit of Tumah is Alkod Zera Zeruah. So fine. So therefore, I obviously do not need any type of hechsher in a thing that is not similar to Zera Zeruah. Zera Zeruah could never have come from Tumah Chamura and can never be Matami Tumah Chamura no matter what you do. Okay, now this case, where the piece of Basar was once a piece of Eivan Menachai, that you're telling me is similar to Kozera Zeruah? Yeah, come off it. So therefore I don't need hechsher. So, wow, I know what Rav Asi is complaining about over here. Rav Abba Bar Mamo makes perfectly good sense. It's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, to try to throw in a monkey wrench over here that there's a problem of hechsher. You don't even need hechsher. I don't know what he's talking about. Why would you need hechsher? Are they mitamikum
es kamuragavavi? This is an automatic hechsher.
You don't need hechsher. The mocker of hechsher is Alkol Chiyipo, right? By Alkol Zera Zeruah Asher Yizorah. Is this similar to Alkol Zera Zeruah Asher Yizorah? No. Because it's already Shayat to Tumah Chamura from before. Omar Alei, Rava said, no, you're missing the point. The comparison to Alkol Zera Zeruah is the pshat that as an Eichlin, it has to be similar to Kol Zera Zeruah. Zera Zeruah will not be Mekabel Tumah Chamura as Zera Zeruah. Now that's not to say that if I took Zera Zeruah and I turned it into, let's say, a mat. Maybe I wove a mat out of chitin. And now a Zov lies down on the mat. I mean, will it be so it becomes on there? Could be. Is that a problem that Zroim are being Matami Tumah Chamura? No. Because they're not being Matami Tumah Chamura as Zroim. They're being Matami Tumah Chamura as wood. It was woven into a mat. It happens to be. It was Zera Zeruah. Same thing is true over here. As an Eichlin, when this Basar was part of an Eivah Menachai, it wasn't being Matami because it was an Eichlin. It was being Matami because it was an Eivah. A neighbor has no relationship to Eichlin. A neighbor may not have one edible thing on it. Nonetheless, it's a neighbor because it has the gidim and the atzameis and the basar that are required for Eivah. That's all. But that it did an edibility. So Mamela over here, while it was part of the Eivah, it might as well have been a piece of wood. So you say a kli eitz will be matame, even if that kli eitz is chita. Okay, so then it's eitz. So over here, you're telling me the same thing. This thing was part of an aver. So what if it was the bone of the aver, or it was the gid of the aver? So you're going to tell me that that's the equivalent of zera zeruah that won't be the time of Tumachamura? This has nothing to do with that. It's a maase eitz bialma. Therefore, shimesh, maase eitz shimesh. In being part of an aver wasn't food. We want to know where is there food that's so full of Tami Tumah Chamura. This is not food that was Tami Tumah Chamura. Therefore, you do need hechsher. So Rav Asi is right in saying you need hechsher. I just don't know what his problem is. Maybe it's talking about that there was hechsher. And that's because that's not the issue over here. And in fact, now that we've raised this point, it's important to see how consistent this point is in many different situations where we have what appears to be a fine example of Zra'im that will end up being Matami Tuma Chamura, and in each one of them it's not a problem because Zra'im, as Zra'im, are not Matami Tuma Chamura. And here's some of the cases. Omar Abaye. Abaye tried to say, Hare Amru Kupat Sa'or, Sheyichada Yeshiva Batla. It said over there that he's somebody who takes a container that is basically now made, let's say we make paper mache and so on. You can make things out of dough, but they're you could turn them into objects. Right? So you turn this thing upside down that it should be now a chair. And I'll be Makabel Tumah from Azov. And you're mevatel it from its shame chametz, and you can keep it on Pesach.
A bread chair.
Like a bread chair, yeah. Bread chair. So tumata lav diraisa. I can't believe that the tuma that we would have on this chair, because you're saying now it's going to be roy for a zov to sit on, it'll be matami midras. I don't believe it. It can't be diraisa, because if it would be diraisa, then we would have a case where food would be Matami Tuma Chamura. We just built a whole building, a conceptual building, on the idea that Zroim will never be sold from Matami Tuma Chamura. Here you have a case where you take Zroim and make flour, you turn it into a chair, and it's Matami Tuma Chamura. So that undermines the whole assumption that you're building the dinim of Tuma Nefshara. So therefore, it must be that this is some type of Zer Drabonim. Because these talk about the Araisa, Matzina Lochlish and Matami to Mechamura. And I thought the whole point was that Zroim could never be Matami to Mechamura. And they told Abaye nonsense. Of course it's the Araisa. Because the way it's being Matami is as eights, not as food. Now the point of Zroim not being Matabo to Mechamura is as Zroim qua Zroim, not Zroim turned into the roof of a building or a mat or whatever. Rabbi, there was another case where Rabbi tried saying this. By the case of Arei Amru, Takrovet Avodat Kochavim Shalochlim Mitamim Do'or. If you hold that Takrovet Akum is like Zitchei Meitim, we learn out of there that it's Mitame like a mess, even in the Noah. That can't be Diraisa. Because if you now bring a bread offering to a Geshka, you'll say the house is Mitame from the oil. How could that be Midiraisa? Then that would mean that bread is Batami Tuma Chamura. Same issue. So, Tumasa Lavi Raisa is not that of the Araisa. Matsina Lokunsha Batami Tuma Chamura. And again, we told him, because it's not as food. If you would have brought a basket, or you would have brought a sculpture, whatever you would have brought to the Geshka, would have been Matami exactly the same way. It's nothing to do with food. So it's Takrovesakum. So the fact that it's food is coincidental. It's not as a foodstuff that it's being Matami. It's as a gift that it's being Matami. And therefore, Kishish Shimesh, Ma'atse Eitz Shimesh. So forget about that case. Another time that Abaye tried the same idea was Omar Abaye Hari Amru. Chiburei ochlin. So you have something that is mechuber to a kli that is edible. So if now you went ahead and, for instance, you have the cases where it's a type of kli where you make dough. And that dough ends up creating layers and layers around the edge of the kli. And it strengthens the kli, because now it becomes very thick and so on. And ultimately, it's sort of a bottle to the edge of the kli. Now, we say over there that even though it's foodstuff, they become basically part of the kli. And if you touch now the food, then it's a yah to the kli, yet it's part of the kli, it's the time of the kli. Now, that can't be the arise. It must be lav diraisa. It's not about diraisa. If you told me it's diraisa, then that would mean that that dough is a zera that's matami tuma chamura. There you go. So matino lo'ofek matami tuma chamura. And they told him there the same idea. Kishishimesh ba'atzei etz bi'alma shimesh. It has nothing to do with it being a foodstuff. The din of zera zeruah means zroim kwazraim. Omer papa, the rabba. Papa also pointed out a case, but the rabba were other tanya. Chelev nivela bakvarim tzarich machshava vehechsher. This is very interesting to me. The chelev of the nevela, remember, is not matanya, because it says chelev, chelev trefav, chelev nevela, yeah, chelev chol melacha, meaning it's not tamei, but chol lo taklu. But now, if you determine that you're going to eat this thing or give it to somebody, so now it's going to be metabol tuna, as an oichlus. Normally, in a kvar, not bad, the loop's working. So in a small town, I don't know, there's something about the way you're sitting, something. There we go. So normally, as we saw before, in a small town, people have sufficient, you check an animal, there's sufficient food there, they don't need to eat the kale. Kale is not something pleasant to eat. In a large town, you've got the poor and the poverty stricken, everything else is sold. They'll buy the chalev, it's all there, it's a foodstuff. But in a kfar, you need to have makshava and you intend to eat this thing. But it says over here, it's very strange, it says you need hechsher. I don't understand, how do you need hechsher? Let's say you have this chalev that surrounds the kidney, right? So we said yesterday that the chalev is a shamer to the kidney. And the kidney itself, as far as the veil, it's going to be metami to the veil. If you touch the chalev will be metami. But wait a second. It's being metami to the chamura. Then why does it need hechsher? Why does it turn machshava to the hechsher? I understand. If it itself could be metami to the chamura as a shomer, then why does it need hechsher? Must be to matar agav kuyas lav biraita. Must be that din where we said if you touch it, be the kabbal tumas is available. That can't be the eraisa because he's talking about the eraisa. But you know also shabatami tuma chamura. If that would be the case, then here's an ochel that's batami tuma chamura and requires action. And they told her, Rava told her, Papa, no problem. Kishe shimesh maase eitz shimesh. After all, there it might just as well have been cement. It had nothing to do with this being a foodstuff. It had to do with the fact that it was shemer on the goya. What's not gemina whether it would be edible or not? And if it would be made out of plastic, it also would have been metame. Not because plastic is metame, because the shemer is metame. So what does that have to do with being chalev and being edible? Omer Masna, hare omru bayit yisichu b'zra'im tiaru. They say that if you take zra'im, so in other words, you made a thatched roof, let's say out of pita. And I have a house with a thatched roof, chita. So now, that chita would become tahor, and would become bottle to the house, and then if the house becomes tummy, let's say with a mega, so now, the whole thing will become tummy, including this. Can't be, it's the araita, because he's not going to be araita. Again, but you know, the zroyim shibitami tumachamura. And to him too, we explained, that's not true. Because kishishimesh is a thatched roof. It's not food. It's not the gingerbread house we're talking about over here. So it's maita eitz shimesh. It was only acting basically as tiles, not as food stuff. So the din still stands. Zroyim, kwazroyim are not stuff in the tamei tumah chamura. Change them into something else, fine. There's nothing to do with the limud.
So the gingerbread house would be working.
And it's regrettable that we never been able to buy it. Bottle. Since your intent is to eat it, it's not bottled to the house. It doesn't become a roof. Rabbi Shimon Mitzahir. Now look, let's take a look at the Mishnah, because this is absolutely outrageous. This last piece is mamish. I mean, it just seems impossible to understand. The closing of the Mishnah says that in a case where you had an aver or bottle that was nidulgal, Meta habema. Now, me says osa nipo, right? So the behema dies, the boser falls off simultaneously with the death, so therefore it doesn't become boser and anavela. The aver also falls off, and it's metame mishum aver menachai, but not Mishum Abram and Avela, did Rabbi Meir. Meaning, what's the nafka meaning between Abram and Achai and Abram and Avela? Who's going to answer me? There you go! There you go! Fantastic! That's not a loop! That's a mind! That's great! Fine. So Rabbi Meir makes sense, but Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is outrageous. So Rabbi Shimon, mitaher? What do you mean, mitaher? You mean it's not, it's neither? How can it be neither? I mean, either it's part of the veil, if the old Misa is not Osanipo, or it's Abram and Achai, but it certainly can't be Tor. This is crazy. What could it possibly mean? Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Mitaher, what is that supposed to be? Monacha. I mean, I don't know what he holds, but whatever he holds, it can't be Tor. If you hold that at the death of the animal, it falls off, and it becomes an Abram and Achai. If you hold that the death of the animal does not create the status of being fallen on, remember this is based on the pasuk of ki yipol minivlatam, right? Which we use the funny word nipol. So it's not considered technically the fallen off, so then it's an Abram and an Avela, even worse. So how could Rabbi Shimon be saying Tahar? It can't be Tahar. No, of course it can't be Tahar. Rabbi Shimon wasn't referring to this case at all. This was basically a reversion. Rabbi Shimon was Metaher. He was going back on the opening of the Mishnah, Areshakoi. Remember how the Mishnah began. Ha'ever v'ha'basar ha'medudalim ba'be'ima mitamei tumat ochlin b'mekoman. So here's a very interesting thing. While they were still attached to the animal, they're not mitame yet, right? Because as long as it's attached, it's not considered yet to be an Abram and Achai. So if you had makshava to eat it, so then it would be matami tumas earthly. The tzrich and hechsher, you'd have to have water put on it, on it. While it's attached to the animal. It's not living, but it's attached to the animal. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, wrong. It's not tummy at all. There's no way to be matami it while it's attached to the animal, even though it's not part of the living animal. What would be the reason for that? Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochan of my time, and Rabbi Shimon? Very simple. Rabbi Shimon says, it isn't kosher for anybody. You can't eat it, a goy can't eat it, and therefore it's not included under foodstuffs. Because how does the Torah define foodstuffs? Mikola okal asher yeyakel. Obviously, okal is meant to be eaten, what do you mean? From any foodstuff which is eaten. That's the definition of a foodstuff, that it's edible. So when you're saying Asher Ye'achel, you're telling me Ochel Shatayachol La'achilo means that if you have the right to at least feed it to somebody, Asher Ye'achel, maybe it's not good for you. You can give it to a goy. It's not also to them. But Ochel Shatayachol La'achilo La'achilim Kalui Ochel. But Ochel Shatayachol La'achilo La'achilim, that which is also for you to give to them also. So then, enokoriyoka, such a thing is not called food. And that's exactly why the Torah went out of its way to say, okal asher yeyachel. It has nothing to do whether it eats hechsher, whether it's a mechub, whatever it is. It's just not okal because of the halacha, it's not okal. You don't have a right to give it to him.
It's forbidden. But it's edible. It's forbidden.
It's forbidden.
It's forbidden okal.
Exactly. Omalei Rabbi Zeler Basi. You know, this is really, that's hot stuff, very fundamental. I don't know, why do you need it? You're making up now a whole big riot from a pasuk and changing the definition, and also has to be mutter open and so on. Why can't you just say the simplest thing in the world? Why can't you say the reason, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's tahar is because it's connected to the animals? And not because of anything else. Something that is still connected to the ground. Didn't we have Rabbi Shimon talking about what the case was of the branch of a tree that was hanging on the bark? And he said it can't be makabel tumah because it's attached to the ground. So an eva that's hanging by the bark, so to speak, it's connected by the skin, it can't live. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon said by the ta'anim, doesn't matter. It's connected to the tree, can't be makabel tumah. Maybe that's all he's saying over here. Doesn't matter. It's connected to the animal. I don't care if you had a mind to eat it. Can't be makabel tumah because it's a chuber. I don't know what right you have to make a whole big limud out of this. So why don't you just say, I'm going to be Zerubati. Dilma time and Rabbi Shimon also. Hoil and Ura, Meura. Maybe all Rabbi Shimon is saying is, something that's connected is connected, period. Because, I mean, didn't we say the Tanya, we just had this yesterday, that Yichur Shotei Nashenivsha, you have a branch from a fig tree, where the branch was cut off almost completely. Umu'ura beklipa, all it is connected with now the bark. So Rabbi Yehuda is mitzaher, whereas the Chachamim say, well, actually it depends. Im yacholach yotahor, v'im lav, tameh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't matter whether it can live, it can't live. Now we said, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, we talked about this yesterday. What's his reasoning? And you yourself said, the reasoning is, Hoel umiura miura. Since it's connected, it's connected. Who's to say that that's not what Rabbi Shimon is saying over here? What right do you have to say? We have a pasuk. What are you a pasuk for? We know there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying precisely what Rabbi Yehuda said. Omarley, so he said, yeah, okay, you're right. That limud, you know, with Rabbi Yochanan and Bukala Ochala Shayachel, indeed it wasn't given as an explanation for Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Reisha about why it won't be the Kabbal Tumah. It was going on the middle part of the Mishnah. You're right, for the first part we could say it's only because it's Biura. But what about the middle part, the Mitziyata? The Mitziyata was Nishkita Beima, when the animal was shechted, then the piece that's hanging off is Hukshar B'damea Aviv Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon says it's not Hukshar B'damea, and on that was Rabbi Yochanan saying, well, why does Rabbi Shimon know it's not Hukshar? Because it ain't food, because it's still attached to an animal. How can you make something Hukshar when it's attached? Oh, my Kromi Kolo Hukshar. No, I'm sorry. The reason that it's not is because you can't feed it to anybody. So, Omar Krobi, Kalokhala Sheyachel, Okhilakhilakhim, Kariyoka, Okhilakhilakhim, and Kariyoka. And that's where he said it. I'm sorry, I made a mistake and I quoted it on the Reisha. The Reisha was because it's attached. Over here, where I shed for the animal, there you need this photo of me, Kalokhala Sheyachel. Not true. Not true, he says. Why do you need it over there either? We had plenty of explanations as to what the machlokas was with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. Yeah, we talked about whether Yesh Yad LaHekshar, whether Tuma, whether the Shechita is Metame, Velodam, and over there Shechita wasn't Chal. We had so many other things, by the way, not to mention that Rabbi Yochanan himself was the person that you're quoting over here as the basis for the limud in Rabbi Shimon, because also Rabbi Yochanan himself said that it had to do with the question of picking up the big piece, the small piece, whether the big piece comes up with it, and it was a question of whether therefore it could be Makshir, or whether a tail can wag a dog. I mean, why do you need this for? We went through many explanations of the Machlokas with the Meir Rabbi Shimon without touching on the question of Kolol Kolosher Yachel. So how can you say it's from Mitziyata? Rabbi Yochanan himself gave it the reason. So maybe the reason over there, the Dilma Tanya Rabbi Shimon Barahi, is like Rabbi's pshat or Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. It was a question of the tail wagging the dog. It was a question of whether the piece is considered to be one piece or not one piece. And nothing to do with Kolosher Yachel. Well, okay, wrong again. Let's try this one more time. There's another case in the Mishnah. And that's the case. That's the case. Ha ha, now I got it. In fact, Li'olam Asefa. You know what? Well, let's go back to what we were saying in the beginning. Rabbi Shimon Netaher. Ha! You said what? Well, can't be going on the Sefer. Rabbi Shimon Netaher. It's a Manashach. You don't say Rabbi Manachari or Rabbi Manavela. What do you mean, Rabbi Shimon Netaher? Rabbi Shimon Netaher is going on the Boser. Boser, Rabbi Shimon is Netaher. That's what the Pshat is. Lava Aver Ella Aboser. Look, that's the first thing it said in the last piece of the Mishnah was, Meitah Beinah, the animal dies, the Boser needs Hefsher. It's on that the Rebbe Shimon is, what? Hefsher, Hefsher, Shmetzer, it's not food. It's Tohar. I don't care if you were Machshir, it's going to be Tohar. Oh. Why? Because Alf itself, it doesn't have a Tumah Chamura. It's not an Aver, it's just Boser. So what you want to do now is turn it into food stuff. But it's Okalashir Yatayokalashilakalim, that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. So there it won't help you any of the other svaras. It's not going to help you to say that it's Mu'ura, obviously. I mean, the animal is shechted. It's all food. So that can't be the point. It's not going to help you to say that it wasn't Mukshar, because he's saying the story and it was Mukshar. So what's the reason? That's where Rabbi Yochanan explained. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There's a whole different issue over here. Can something which is prohibited to eat, even to a goy, be considered a food? That's the question. And that's where he said his thing. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time to Rabbi Shimon, Omar Kroni, Kola Ochel Asher Yachel, Ochel Shata Yachol Lahachi, Lola Acherim Korui Ochel. Ochel Shi, Yata Yachol Lahachi, Lola Acherim, Ein Korui Ochel.
And what
are the others? Oh, you mean what did they do with Asher Yachel? I don't remember. Let's see if it comes back. You're on.
Zutta Heidegger Mishnah.
Here we have a similar question, not Lagabe Oakley, but Lagabe Tumas Meis. All along, we've tried to equalize, see what the question is of Chibur, Yad, Shemer, both Lagabe Achila and Lagabe Tumas. So how about on a human? You have an Aver, a Bosa, where a person is alive, and they're Medul Dalin. Now, in touching them, they're tahor, as long as they're attached to a living being. Meta Adam, when that person dies, habasar tahor, the basar itself is tahor because there's no din of basar min hachai by Adam, but the aver is metame mishum aver min hachai, ve'eno metame mishum aver min hameis. Now here there's an aptamina, apparently in an Adam as well. Between, we'll talk about this in the Gemara, between an Eber min Achai and an Eber min Ameis. So says Rabbi Shimon. And again, Rabbi Meir. And again, Rabbi Shimon says an outrageous thing. He says, it's far. It's far. It's either an Eber min Achai or it's an Eber min Ameis. How can it be torn?
It's an amputated
limb. Amputated limb is Batami.
If a person is alive, it's Batami.
Yes, okay. What do you mean, him? No, not him. No. It's Matame the doctor who's handling it.
So, in a hospital, when they amputate an aver,
it's Matame.
Matame
the oil. Oh, so that's what we're going to see now about the Dinamo. Yes, the Gemara, what's the pshat? Rabbi Shimon is Matayer, Mimon pshat. Same issue we had before. How could he be Matayer? In the Tao Sanipu. So, Matame the Shimon, Nakat. If he holds that upon death this thing is considered to have been disconnected, so then fine, so that it's an Eber Menachai. An Eber Menachai, Lefera, is Mitame also, the Maga, the Masa, the Oel. What Naftamina between it and an actual mace, we'll have to see. But it's certainly Mitame. The E, Ein Mitao Sanipul, and if you hold it's not considered to be detached at the moment of death, so the Tame Mishum Eber Menameis, that is part of a dead body. A dead body is for sure Mitame. An Eber is Mitame. So how do you explain this? No, the truth is that the Shimon is arguing about the underlying assumption that there is such a thing as an Eber Menachai. And he's saying, you Tanakama said, as an Eber Menameis, you Tanakama said, Ha Eber Mitame Mishum Eber Menachai, the Eno Mitame Mishum Eber Menameis. So what are you saying? That an Eber min Ameis is Metame? Says Rabbi Shimon, an Eber min Ameis is not Metame. Unbelievable, she does. An Eber min Ameis is not Metame. Either the Meis, for all the other Shirim we have, is Metame. So if you have Rovinian, and Esen Tisahira, could be Metame the Maga, and so on. But there's no din of Eber. If you have a Keziah's Boser, then it's Batami because of Keziah's Boser. And so on and so forth. But an Aver that doesn't fill one of the other criteria of what it takes to be Batami is not in and of itself Batami as an Aver Menachai would be Batami. Now this seems crazy. An Aver Menachai is Batami. But an Aver Menameis is not Batami. Again, remember, we'd be talking about an Aver that would be too small to have a Keziah's Boser on it. In other words, it wouldn't be Metame because of one of the other two messes. It would only be Metame because it's an Eber. And that is no such thing. Mashenke, an organ that's removed that has Boser, Gidim, Batsame, Same, even if it's tiny, would be Metame from a Chana. which seems crazy. How do you tell me that Tuma Min HaChai is more than Tuma Min HaMeis? And where do we find such a thing? Yes, says the Gemara. We find it as follows. The time. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer reported, Shamati She'evra Min HaChai Mitame, and not Evra Min HaMeis. That's what I was Mekamah. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, oh my God, what's the matter with you? You were Mekamah that an Evra Min HaChai is Mitame. Obviously, that doesn't mean only an Evra Min HaChai and not an Evra Min HaMeis. It was just the way they were teaching you that even an Evra Min HaChai is Mitame. Look, man, I'll give you an example. I mean, what are you trying to tell me? Min HaChai v'lo Min HaMeis? This is a Kal v'chomer? If a Chai who's normally Tohar, an Eber operation man who is Tameh, a Meis who is Tameh, lo-kosh-ked an Eber operation man who is Tameh, you got to be crazy to think otherwise. What about the says in Megillas Tainus? Here. I mean, you want to be naive? Take a look at Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is Pischa Zeira, which is Pesach Sheni, the small Pesach, is Osir and Hesped. Now, a guy who's as naive as you are will say, oh, so the Pitzcha Rabba, the main place of it, what's your answer? I mean, what would happen in the Beis Medrash if you try to say such a stupid thing? So what are you going to say? Oh, Rabba, the Mispe, the what? It's okay to give a Hesped on Pesach, on the real Pesach. Yeah, well, of course you can. I mean, the Talmud is relying that you've got the brains to understand that what he's saying is that even this, of course you can, that doesn't even need mentioning. So, but even in Abraham and Achai, talk about me, kosher came. I don't understand you. Oh, my lace, Rabbi Eliezer says, do you know what I said? I said shamati, kach shamati. I don't think it makes sense. It's not what I should be seeing. I don't know. I was makabal this for my Rebbe. Not just that Abraham and Achai is the time. I was makabal that an Abraham and Achai, only Abraham and Achai is the time, and not Abraham and Achai. Since there exists such a shita, the way to understand the Mishnah, apparently, is that Rabbi Shimon is Matire in general on Abraham and HaMeis. That's what he's saying. He's not referring to this specific case where the guy died and it's a question of race and evil. He was just referring back to what the Tanya Kama said. You made it clear that Abraham and HaMeis is Tameh. First of all, there's no such thing. So you got to tell me over here, it's the Tanya from Abraham and HaMeis. Don't tell me you're not Mishnah and Abraham and HaMeis. So now, we're telling you, let's get back to the Tanagama for a minute. We haven't finished with this yet. But let's get back to the Tanagama for a minute. You're saying, Mishum Abram and Achai, the Lord Mishum Abram and Ameis. Now, as far as we know, both at Abram and Achai and at Abram and Ameis, La Alaka, is the time of the same way. It's the time of the Maga, the Masa, the Oral. So what exactly is the difference? My Ika, saying Abram and Achai, Li Abram and Ameis. Ah, the difference is, Kizayit basar, or etzem kisaora, if I would take out of this Abram etzem kisaora, and now you would touch it, you would not become zame. It's only mitame as an Abram, but it's not mitame because of the other dinim of tumas meis, like kizayit basar min ameis, or like an etzem kisaora min ameis. Those things would not be mitame. So if you took out a kizayit basar, or you took an etzim kisaira, if it was perish be Abram and Achai, you would not be metame. But if it was perish be Abram and Ameis, of course it has been perish be Ameis, and naturally it would be metame. And that's ikabinah, that's the difference between the tnan. We're talking about humans now.
But so the piece of
bustle
that
will
come up,
you have no shy. No, of course not.
It's
30 years later
now.
Right, okay. Ditznan, Kizayit Basar, Haporech Mi Abram and Achai, it says Beferish in the Mishnah, that if you have a Kizayit Basar that comes off of an Abram and Achai, now it's interesting that we have a three-way machlokas. It's not a yes or no issue. There may be a halacha of tuma on kizayis basar and not on etzim kisaira, according to one shita. There may be a tuma of etzim kisaira and not on a kizayis basar, or there may be no tuma on either. There's a three-way machlokas. So now, let's take a look at this. It says in the Mishnah Midyas, Rabbi Eliezer is Matame Boser HaPoresh Me'Eber Menachai. But Rabbi Nechunya Ben Hakona and Rabbi Yoshua both say that it's Tohar. On the other hand, an Etzem Kisa'orodas Poresh Me'Eber Menachai, in this case, it's Rabbi Nechunya who says that it's Tame, and it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua who hold that it's Tohar. So in other words, Rabbi Yoshua holds both are Tohar. Rabbi Nechunya holds that the Etzikis Ore is Tame, but the Basar is Tohar. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Basar is Tame, but the Etzem is Tohar. Now over there, in the Mishnah in Idyos, of course they say, well, you make up your mind, I mean, why, well, how do you artificially create this napkin? I mean, if you hold that it's different than Abram and Akai from Abram and Amaz, say with both of them it's different. Why only with one? Why only with Etzem Kisar? Why only with Basar HaPorish? Okay, so over there, each one gives his svara as to why this one is different. It's not our subject. But the point is that there is, in fact, an afkamina. What precisely an afkamina is a machlokas. It's a three-way machlokas. But there's certainly an afkamina between an Avram and Achai and an Avram and Amis. Now that we've established that that's true, when Rabbi Shimon is mitaher, he no longer has to go all the way like the wild sheep that it holds in an Avram and Achai is Torah totally. What he might mean is that having heard what the Tanakhama holds, that it's Avram and Achai, Mishum Avram and Amis, but Mishum Avram and Achai. Oh! So the Tanakhama would have held either like Rabbi Nechunya or like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, one of them is Tameh, Boser HaPeresh, or Etzem Kisar, we don't know which one. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon would be coming along to say like Rabbi Yeshua, no, I'm Matayer. Not that I'm Matayer the whole Aver. I'm Matayer that part of the Aver that you said was Tameh, even if it's heard from an Aver Menachar. So now we no longer have to learn that we have over here the Machlokas Menachasel HaKatzer, that the Tanakhama holds Aver Menachasel B'Chalal Tohar. And that's what they're arguing. No, it could well be that the Machlokas is very simple. When the Tanakhama says it's Matame to Aver Menachai, the Tanakhama said, which means that only the Etzem Kisarira is Tame, but not the Basar. Or, only the Basar is Tame, and not the Etzem Kisarira. And Rabbi Shimon says, nah, neither would be Tame. Only the Aver as a whole would be Matame. But when it comes to Aver Menachai, they weren't even discussing it. That wasn't the issue. And so then we don't have to say what we felt a little bit hesitant to say before, which was that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's bichlal no tuma on an Aver min Amez. Hagrin alaka or the haraitem. Hazro'av alaka yayin v'akeva, which are three of the chof dalad matanot kiuna. Nohadim ba'aretz. These things are given to the actually it's one of the matanas. Is it called the matanas? As a matter of fact, as we'll see. Arnei Baruch Bechutzlaretz. We're going back now to the Seder HaMishnayis, of which things are like Bitmeyah Ba'ish, Levitmeyah Ba'ish, Bechudaretz, Bechutzlaretz, which famous, famous Chayim, and so on and so forth. We're back now to that Seder after taking off a little bit to determine what is considered to be the thing itself, or what is considered to be an extension of the thing. So we'll continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow on that. Don't get up. Those of you who were here yesterday have a